The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Katrina Redmond is with me in the meantime, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Katrina, does loyalty ever pay?
Oh, I don't know. I think that when we take a look at all of these big companies, big brands, producers, manufacturers, you know, they all want to offer us loyalty, loyalty schemes. You know, they want to offer us loyalty cards. They want to offer us loyalty discounts. And while you might feel like they value you as an individual consumer, the chances are they actually don't. They might value a particular type of consumer. Maybe they might, you know, value mothers and babies. Maybe they might value the back to school business. But do they value you as an individual? Probably not. So do you, they deserve your loyalty? I don't think so.
What about, okay, let's break them down then. What about, say, TV companies in particular who'll offer you great deals initially when you sign up?
Yeah, they really love to draw you in and to suck you in and offer you a really good deal. You get 12 months or 18 months down the line and all of a sudden your bills start getting bigger. They could increase by as much as 50% or even more. So that's the point at which you really got to start taking a look at it. My top tip is once you sign into a new agreement, set yourself a reminder, be it in your phone, on the paper diary or on your computer, to come back and to review that contract 11 months in if it's a 12-month contract and 15 or 16 months in if it's an 18-month contract. If you feel that it's still not offering you value for money, your first step should be to go back to the, let's say, the TV company and say, I'm thinking of moving. What offer are you going to give me to stay? And if they don't give you a good offer, then you're going to move. And if they give you a loyalty offer, then you're going to stay.
Are there any of these companies, be they TV, energy companies or otherwise, who have upended the business model and actually they give you rewards for staying, that it gets slightly cheaper the longer you go, or would that just bankrupt them?
I would say that, you know, if it does become cheaper the longer that you stay on, that's because they're still making a profit. I think that as technology advances, an awful lot of the TV companies are beginning to diversify. They're beginning to give you more value for money. For example, you know, one of the larger companies is beginning to add in other streaming services. So, for example, Sky, you might also be able to get Paramount Plus or Netflix or Disney Plus rolled into that run streaming service. So it makes an awful lot of, you know, it sense for you to sign up for it if you're already going to sign up for all those separate services. But as time progresses, as technology advances, they're going to take an interest in creating more profit for their shareholders and not necessarily for you.
Health insurance is the other. I mean, we're told to shop around as well when it comes to health insurance. I assume, given things like community rating and everything else, there's such controls over that industry that there's probably no value in sticking with who you're with, is there?
No, and actually the rules as well mean that when you switch from one health service provider to the other, that your cover remains in place, either like for like if you're switching to something that is exactly the same or on a similar level, or your cover remains in place and then you might have a waiting period if you've got an increased level of cover depending on what you switch to. But yeah, it's the same pretty much for energy companies as well. Once you sign up to switch, you shouldn't have an interference or an interruption in your cover. So it's all about chasing down the value.
And then what about, right, so these are just kind of all pretty, you know, bog standard services that we're talking about. You know, you pay money, you get a service in return. What about things like loyalty cards or companies that will offer some sort of point system that you can, you know, you can accrue to get deals? Is there value in them?
Yeah, and again, that really depends. They're really popular in the retail sector. Some of the retailers will offer you as much as 1 cent back for every 50 euro that you spend. Others, it could be 1 cent back for every 100 or, you know, euro that you spend. And what you need to take a look at then is what you can do with that money back or that cash back that you're going to use. I'm a big fan of some of the pharmacies that offer cash back because they offer really, really strong cash back that you can use when it comes to the sales. Some of the retailers offer cash back at the end of the year that you can then offset against maybe your Christmas shop, or you can offset it against something, even a ferry trip or a summer holiday. And you can multiply your cash back by up to 5 and get even more benefit from it. So have a think about what you want out of your loyalty scheme. But ultimately, if you want to save money at the till, I would say don't be loyal to the business, be loyal to your bank balance.
Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist of the Irish Examiner, always with the good advice. Katrina, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.